Weekend.
Well, welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Leslie Gold, and I have a nephew, and he's convinced that he's sick, and the only food that he can eat to avoid triggering his mystery illness is Amy's organic frozen meals. And I think differently. I think he's OCD. So I was really interested to read Lisa Esposito's article for U.S. News called Obsessive Compulsive Disorder, Serious Business. And Lisa is the patient advice reporter for U.S. News, usnews.com. Hi, Lisa.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. So I was looking into this area, and I see that there are sort of a number of permutations of the OCD variety. There's sort of your general OCD, which is having obsessive thoughts and compulsions, which usually are repetitive behaviors of some sort, like repetitive cleaning or shutting off the oven a dozen times, even though it's already off. And then there is OCPD, which is a personality disorder of OCD. That's sort of linked to perfectionism and a preoccupation with rigidly following the rules. And then I was thinking, I know somebody who has an OCD eating thing. They won't let their green beans touch their mashed potatoes on their plate. And I have another friend who only eats in alphabetical order, which has to be OCD. And then hoarding is another kind of OCD. So in your article, which are we talking about here? Are we talking about all of them?
I would almost say none of them. One thing the expert told me was that in these kind of obsessions, it's something that it reaches a point where it disrupts your life, where you can't even function correctly. So if people are still going about their business and eating their meals and going to school, then they don't really have a problem. And the other thing is obsessions in the disease case, it's something unpleasant that you really don't like. So if my son, which plays video games all weekend, you know, it may be too much, but it's not actually that kind of obsession because it's enjoyable.
Okay.
It's not something, it's not like being contaminated.
But what if, for instance, I'm going to pick something randomly, you have an exercise compulsion, right? Mm-hmm. So you have this rigid exercise schedule and you do it even when it's detrimental to you. You do it when you're sick. Or you do it even though it's the day of your kid's birthday party. You know, you have to do it. It sort of interrupts the normal functioning of the average person's life. And you exercise excessively each session. Would that be within the category of the type of disorders you're talking about?
Now, not being a psychoanalyst, I would say that sounds more like it because it's disruptive and it's unhealthy and you can't control it. And another sort of component is it's ruled by anxiety. You know, you're scared that you're going to gain an ounce or something bad will happen if you don't exercise, then you're getting more serious.
I gotcha. Now, are these disorders triggered by events? People aren't born this way, correct?
That's a really good question. It's not quite certain from what I understand, but they believe that it could be genetic, that it does run in families. It's not something where it's your mother's fault because she raised you the wrong way or was a helicopter parent. What one person I spoke to in the article, she said she didn't really, it didn't trigger until she was 40, and then she was going through a lot of stress. Her mother had died, and she had a difficult pregnancy, and that started the symptoms, even though it was probably buried there all along.
I see. So it's in there, and it can be triggered by some either traumatic or dramatic event?
That's a good way to put it. On the other hand, some, you know, it shows up most, or I guess about 50% of the time before people turn 18. So she was a later case, but children can show up with pretty severe OCD from what I understand.
And now it's more common than we think, correct?
Yeah, they between, I think, 2 and 3% at some point in their lives of people will experience OCD symptoms.
That's a lot. Actually,
it is.
Yeah. I wonder if that's always been true and we've just found a label for it and have a way to diagnose it, or if it's a relatively new sort of first world problem.
That I'm not sure. I did not ask that. That's a good question.
Okay. So you talk in your article about some treatments. So we'll go through a couple of them, if you will. Some of them are even surgical, which completely shocked me.
Right. For most people, psychotherapy, you know, once a week as an outpatient can help them a lot. And there's a specific type of behavior therapy. It's called ERP.
And which stands for what?
It's for exposure and routine prevention.
Okay.
So what you're trying to do is first the person, the patient, in a safe setting of their doctor's office or their therapist's office, is exposed gradually more and more to the thing that's really making them anxious. And as that happens and they become a little more comfortable, they learn to not act on the compulsions. For instance, if it's somebody who has a praying problem, they need to pray all the time. You know, they have these thoughts that are troubling to them. Instead of praying, they would just, think the thoughts and be anxious, but then let it pass.
Okay. All right. So if your OCD manifests itself in something like, I lock the car door exactly 15 times before I leave it in the parking lot, how would the ERP sort of treat that? Would the psychotherapist and the patient go to the parking lot and they go, all right, so only lock it 9 times and then we'll still go in the store and you'll see when you come out the car will still be here?
I don't know for that specific example, but I will say that the patient I talked to, her name was Jerry Redano. Once she started getting better, instead of washing her hands 200 times a day, she said it was very gradual. She would wash her hands 198 times a day.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. But it was incremental, and eventually, she was able to walk by a sink and not wash her hands.
That's crazy. I mean, if your OCD is so pronounced that it shows itself in a way that you're washing your hands 200 times a day, it must interfere with every aspect of your life. All your relationships, your ability to do your work, your ability to interact with your family. I mean, something as simple as washing hands must get in the way of everything.
That's so true. And in her case, she had the germ phobia. So she was actually terrified of her children because they have germs, and she was, not only was she washing her hands, but she was spraying a can of Lysol a day. And sometimes she would spray herself. And she got to the point where she was basically staying in the house and lying on the couch. And before, she had been a very dynamic woman, so it was a total 180.
Now, did she know that what she was doing was bad and she couldn't stop it, or she had no idea that she was hurting herself and others?
I think she was aware of that, and she sought out help, and she tried the psychotherapy, she tried the medications. For some people, antidepressants help a lot in addition to the psychotherapy. She tried all that. She was even an inpatient in a hospital for about 4 months. And she said while she was in the hospital, it helped. She was doing better. But as soon as she came home, everything would fall apart. So she definitely knew something was wrong.
Okay. So in your article, you also talk about some surgical alternatives, which was really fascinating to me because I would think they have to be very precise. It's brain surgery in the area of the brain, which is believed to be associated with OCD.
That's true. I won't go too deeply into the surgery because I don't have that surgical background, but they are very precise treatments, and they have new imaging now. So it's, real-time imaging, and they can be very specific and as how they shape, it's called the lesions. It's the little areas of damage that are purposefully put into the brain. And they can shape them and place them precisely. But one thing I want to, emphasize is surgery is such a last resort. It's not only have you tried behavioral therapy and drugs, it's you've tried them, several times and in a very intense way where, you've had the residential therapy, you've been on different types of drugs together, they haven't worked, and you still can't function, as you said, in your day-to-day life. So to even be a surgical candidate, it's a last resort.
It's not a magic fix. If you are one of those unfortunate people that have to resort to surgery, is the effect immediate? I mean, do you come out of surgery and you're like, hey, I can put mud on my hands now?
From what I understand, that would be very rare. Most people, they have the gradual response, and it's incremental. And it's also what they call a full response. There's an OCD scale, and it's from 0 to 40. So it would be your OCD went from, say, a 40 and it dropped by 35%. So now, eventually over the weeks and maybe even months, you're feeling well enough that you can get off the couch and you can participate in therapy. So it's not that you're totally cured, but it's you do so much better and you can function in your life, and that's for the people who respond.
Got it. So there's more information in Lisa's article. It's in U.S. News on usnews.com. It's called Obsessive Compulsive Disorder, Serious Business. And Lisa, it sure is. Lisa is the patient advice reporter for U.S. News. Lisa, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
We'll be right back. I'm Leslie Gold. It's America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.